Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I love what Cindy said. She's so right, but I'm going to add to what she said. The 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the letter Pei, which the symbol is the mouth. And this is the year where blessings are released, but blessings come through the confession. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess. And I did a teaching at ROCI Center on Tuesday nights. We have service. And I talked about 2017 from the Gregorian calendar, the number 17. You know, Bible numbers mean things. They have meanings. And so that symbol is the mouth. And what I see of this year is believers must learn to, in order to obtain victory, to know how to confess the word with their mouth. We can no longer just pray and sit back and wait for God to do it. We have to begin to claim with our mouth the promise. But I want to say something else to the church. Now, everybody pay attention. This is, and I taught this, the year to learn to shut up. This is the year to learn when to keep your mouth shut.
Could it be that the presence of God will be so strong there will be immediate consequence as opposed to taking forever?
I'm telling you, my youth group never heard me preach this message, and they were in a big conference, and the Lord said, this is the year not to talk about each other, not to talk about other believers, not to criticize other people. And for believers, even, let's just, and I know President Obama got a lot of criticism, and some of it was very undue because people just didn't like him, and President Trump's getting the same. But when believers cannot recognize that the name of Jesus was spoken, the Lord was exalted, God was given credit for protecting us, and you're surrounded by believers, okay? There's Jewish rabbis there. Right. There's Christians there. There's believers there.
His top advisor is Jewish.
Exactly. So in other words, we have got to look beyond, and I get so tired, everybody getting their information from the media. Since when are we as believers called to pay attention to what media people who don't even believe in God are telling us? Amen. We should be hearing from the Holy Spirit. And when we can, when we confront people, when people are confronting us and we're confronting people, we have to learn to say, you know what, enough's enough. Keep your mouth shut. I don't want to hear it. And so this is the year to claim the blessing by taking the word and confessing it as never before, releasing the power of God. And I feel the anointing real heavy right now. But the other part of this is believers have to learn, quit going, look, can I say something? You have Facebook, I have Facebook, great media. But since when do you have to post on Facebook your opinion when you were never asked to post your opinion? I mean, why do people always think that when you post anything, they've got to give you their opinion when you didn't ask for it? This nose, I'm going to take my glasses down. See this nose, how big it is? It's not as big as it was when I was a kid because my face filled out. But look here. You know why it's big? I kept it out of other people's business and gave it a chance to grow. Okay? So there's a word. That word is learn to speak and learn when not to speak.
That's so important to be able to hear that, because all these prophetic words that we're loosing out over you and the Lord's revealing, you know, that's what we got to get confessed. That's what we have to be in agreement with. And I mean, some of the America's most favorite programs on television is judging folks and who's going to win the contest and who's guilty and who's this. And it's like, and then they bring that into their lives. And it's like, you know, we're not supposed to be judging like that. It's not something we always need to say. And remember, when you say it, it's a permanent record. We should post on social media with fear and trembling, because it becomes a permanent record and people actually think, you know, that God may have revealed that to someone or not. And these words are so important because God is changing our dialogue. He's given us a language for where he's taken us to, but we've got to begin to confess it like Perry Stone was talking about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.